is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, we're trying to get everything in before 8 o'clock because I know a lot of people that listen to War have to leave. Mm-hmm. We are trying to get a hold of Sally from last week's War, who she said she would come on with us. And I believe she's on hold now. So what we need to do is remind everyone of the War of the Roses that happened with her and her, I think, three-year relationship with her boyfriend Kyle, but they knew each other through high school and college.
Oh, they forever.
They go to church together. He runs the youth group.
You know, Sally originally reached out to us because she found a second phone in a drawer that was like it didn't have any contacts in it. It was kind of strange. It was almost like it was someone else's phone.
It was dead.
There were some suspicious text messages inside. We ended up doing War of the Roses to find out if it was Kyle's phone. Come to find out, it was.
Here's a quick recap in case you missed it.
All right. Who would you like to send them to, Kyle?
To Hillary.
Okay. To Hillary.
Yeah.
And what would you like to put on Hillary's card?
So let's say, sorry, we haven't seen each other in a while, but I had fun last time that we got to hang out, and here's a token of my appreciation for you, and hope to see you soon.
Oh, my God. Hello? I can't believe this. Kyle, what? Are you serious?
Who is Sally?
Yeah, that's Sally's voice, Kyle.
You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Sally thought you were cheating, and we wanted to make sure.
Can we hang up and talk about this, please?
Kyle, I can't believe this is happening. What?
Sally,
what? I don't know what's going on. Why would
Sally? Please don't cry. All right, listen. I am so sorry. Okay, I am so sorry, and it's not like me. I didn't mean to do. I'm so sorry.
I don't even know who you are right now. I don't know.
I don't know who I am either, honestly, but when I get back, can we please just see each other and try to work this out?
Okay, I mean, you guys definitely need to talk, dude, because you found your phone in the sock drawer.
Yeah, man, I know. Thanks. Thank you so much. Can I just talk to my girlfriend, please?
Okay.
Sally,
how do you know? Who did he send it to? Hillary. Mm-hmm. How do you know her?
You're clearly seeing her romantically.
Now, how long you been with her? I mean, Sally's on the phone right now listening. You might as well just come clean.
I can't do this. Sally, please, just wait. Let me come see you.
No,
okay? I will drive home right now. Okay, I don't want to do this in front of all these people.
Please. I need to not talk to you for a while.
Sally, please let me.
I need to.
Let me come see you. I'm going to explain everything, okay? I promise. I promise. You hear me out. I messed up, okay? I messed up big time. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do this to you. Sally, I love you so much. I love you so much.
No, I can't. I can't do this. I can't. This is.
Look,
it's too much.
I'm coming home right now. I will drive right now.
I don't think she wants to see you, Kyle. I think you should handle your business and then go at Sally's pace. Sally, sorry that you found out this way, and I feel really bad for you guys. And whatever happens in the future, you have our support, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So we're back live here. And after we aired that War of the Roses last week, so many messages came pouring into the studio about once a cheater, always a cheater. He only cried because he got caught.
Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, we also got a lot of people saying that if she feels like it's a mistake in her heart that Kyle made a mistake and she can get over that, that it might be worth pursuing if they are lifelong friends and had a long-time relationship. And it might.
Yeah, I just worry about, I mean, you have to talk to somebody, you know, you've got to go and like seek professional help after that if you're going to stay in the relationship, because human nature is just constantly question after that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we never really do this, but so many people wanted to know, where are they now? What's happening now since that aired publicly on the radio last week, and we have Sally back on the phone.
Sally had a bad phone connection. I think producer Nicole got her in a better spot. I think she's pulled over on her way to work this morning. So, hey, we hate to do this, but we're probably not going to get to her until after 8. But if you don't catch it live, of course, you could grab us on the app on Kiss95.1 and live.
Yeah.
Or listen to the podcast later on today.
And also, if you need us to write a note because you're late to work, we'll try to do that as well.
Sally, you're live. Are you ready to talk about this in like 5 minutes? Give us an update?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're okay? You're going to make it through?
I'm going to make it through. It's going to be okay.
Okay. Well, that Sally sounds a lot better than the Sally we talked to last week.
It does.
All right, let's get into that. Coming up, 3 minutes on the MRL Show.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Doesn't happen often, but when you want it, we deliver. It's an update with War of the Roses between Sally and Kyle.
You know, someone asked on our Twitter at the MRL Show why we don't get the people from War of the Roses on. You know what? We move on with our lives. We move on with the show.
Yeah.
War of the Roses is traumatic for a lot of people, and they just don't want to come back on the radio to relive
The breakup. Yeah.
And quite honestly, we're not going to beg them to. And Sally was nice enough, without begging, to agree to come back on with us this morning.
All right, Sally, you're live with the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
I think you sound a little better than the last time we talked to you.
You were in tears last time we spoke.
Yeah, I'm doing better now.
You had a weekend to kind of process this, to talk to Kyle. Where we are today, here, Monday morning, 8:04, what's happening?
Well, we talked about it. It turns out that Hillary was a girl that he met at work. They've only been seeing each other since January, and it's not – nothing has happened. They've only kissed, and he said it was, like, awkward. And we ended up talking a lot, and he kind of called me out on pulling away from him in the last year.
Okay.
And after, at first I was really pissed off, but then after really thinking about it, I think he's right.
What, have you just been checking out of the relationship? You've been becoming distant?
Yeah, I think I've been taking it for granted. We haven't been affectionate in a really long time.
Yeah, it's Sally. I get that whole thing, but like he can't put the ball in your court and say that you're the one to blame. Like he's the one that cheated. If he wanted out of a relationship, he should have just said so.
Or to work on the relationship. Hey, these are the things I'm feeling.
Yeah. And you're not wrong. I accepted his apology. We're going to work on it, and we're talking about it, and I think it's going to end up being okay.
Sally, what kind of guarantee did he make to you that Hillary was gone? You said they worked together. Well, and he was on a work trip. Did he come home from that work trip like he said he was going to, or did he work out and then you guys talked after?
No, he came home right away, and I didn't let him in. For her a long time. He ended up having to stay the night at his parents' house.
Oh, okay. So there was some anger. And you needed...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you believe him when he says they only kissed?
I do. I don't think that he would...
Sally,
with anybody else.
Well, you also didn't think he was going to cheat on you. And I'm sorry, I'm going to give you a little tough love here because I'm sorry, I am. Because you say just since January he's been seeing her, but we're now in March, like going into April. Like that was a 3-month relationship. And you can really develop some feelings in that time. Like I just hope that you will be cautious with your heart because I don't know that once you've had a 3-month relationship, the whole thing would have just continuously gone on unless he had gotten caught like we caught him.
I know. But I mean, he's really, really sincere and I believe him. I've known him for a long time. And I think just me pulling away, maybe he just wasn't getting the attention that he needed.
Yeah.
And he's apologized so many times. He brought me flowers. I really believe him.
What guarantee did he make to you about Hillary? Obviously, he travels for work. So
he's gone. I mean, she's at another branch. They don't work in the same.
Okay.
They don't work. She.
Don't say where he works or anything, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I'm sorry. Can I ask one more question, Sally?
Yeah.
In your 3-month relationship with Kyle.
Wait, 3 years.
I know, but 3 months. Let's say once you started dating, 3 months in, the only thing that you did with Kyle was kiss him. Just think about that. You don't even have to answer it, but just think about it. And I hope that weighs into your decision making.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, producer Nicole and I off the air promised you we weren't going to ridicule you for your answer. We just wanted an update.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Manny and producer Nicole promised. Lorraine, it's a whole different story.
I'm sorry.
I didn't bring her in on that conversation.
I care, and it just hurts. It hurts me, too, when people get cheated on,
Sally, it's sad to say you were part of one of the saddest, most emotional War of the Roses we've ever had. It never happened where the guy started crying as well. And you brought people to tears in their cars last Thursday. So people
I was sad.
Yeah.
Wow, she sounds entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, you may have only been dating for 3 years, but you guys have known each other since, like, high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, they've known each other
a long,
long time.
I know, and I'm sure it's hard to walk away from somebody that you've had in your life for that long.
I mean, I don't want to throw something so big away over something that only lasted 3 months.
But when he came home, Sally, you felt differently. You didn't let him in the house. He has stayed at his parents' house, you said.
Yeah.
So you came around eventually to his begging and pleading? Is that fair to say?
It did take a lot of begging and pleading.
Yeah. All right, Sally. Well, we thank you for giving us an update with the MRL Morning Show, and we truly do wish you the best.
Thank you guys.
Whatever happens, I want you to be happy, okay?
Thanks for coming on. And I'd stay away from our social media for a little while, Sally.
There's a lot of unhappy people.
Yeah.
And you know what? The crazy thing all of this, because we were just talking about this on Facebook Live. If you didn't know, we have like 4 cameras in here, and you can watch our show on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. And I just said how if Sterling cheated on me, I don't think I can move on from that. And I'm listening to her tell that story, how they've known each other forever and they've been dating for 3 years. And if I truly believed that Sterling only kissed someone else, in my head I'm thinking maybe I can work past that. Full-on cheating.
Right. The 3-month thing is what sticks out to me. It wasn't like I pop kiss this girl at a party or whatever. 3 months is a long time to develop feelings for somebody. And like Dallas has been in my life for 12 years. But if I found out he had a 3-month relationship, I couldn't get past that.
Devil's advocate on top of what Roy said, which is they've been together for a long time, so maybe it's worth it. Life is about second chances. And maybe one strike, you're not out for some people. Obviously, Sally felt that way.
But the relationship would have continued had we not caught him. He was sending the flowers
maybe.
To the other
girl. That's what we can only assume.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we can only assume.
All right, your phone calls, you can weigh in on this at 704-570-9595. Let us know what you think. You just heard from Sally from Thursday's War of the Roses. And
coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
I feel like there are so many celebrities falling off of Snapchat. I'll tell you who the newest celebrity to delete the app is. Coming up in the Journey on the 30 in 10 minutes.
Yeah, Snap can't get a break. It's crazy.
All right. By the way, I love it. I just got back on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I think it's great.
The squirrel filter is what you like.
All right, your phone calls and Dirty on the 30 coming up here in a few minutes.
You got it. Well, science.
Lots of people on hold that want to talk about Sally. From last Thursday's War of the Roses. If you're just joining us, she just came back on and said that she's going to take Kyle, who she found was cheating on her. She's going to take him back. Carolyn, Hannah, Nora, they all have something they want to say. You can also, if you can't get on the phone, head over to @TheMRLShow on Twitter. We posted up a poll for you to take in regards to what Sally did. Your phone call is coming up here in 3 minutes.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So we just heard from Sally in a recap of War of the Roses where we caught Kyle cheating. She took him back. Kyle claims that they only shared a kiss and they only were together for 3 months. Lauren brings up a valid point that only a kiss in 3 months. It seems a bit suspicious. Yeah. I mean, 3 months isn't enough time to develop strong feelings for someone. In fact, you know, one thing I love about Wendy Williams, I don't know if you watch her TV show. She's like, within a three-month period, you know what this is. It's either a fling or you're in a serious relationship.
People are just loving Loren's advice, too, by the way, that you gave. That's why I side with Loren every time, someone said.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm not trying to be judgy. It's her relationship. I'm just trying to maybe point, like, if she is trying to talk herself into something, because sometimes you do when you're leaving a relationship. You try to make excuses for that person. Just trying to point out some things that maybe she's overlooking.
She needs to take everything into consideration, not just the positive things. And maybe she doesn't have a friend in her life right now that's doing that, you know? So I think we're with you, Loren.
All right, let's talk with Carolyn and Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to say about War of the Roses?
So basically, I just want to piggyback off of what Loren was stating. Honestly, when I was listening to the girlfriend this morning and her saying that the kiss was awkward is what he told her, I was just thinking, well, if it was so awkward, why was he still sending the mistress or whatever you want to call her the flowers versus the girlfriend? And I just feel like it doesn't seem like real that all it was a kiss and that it was awkward, or he wouldn't be sending her flowers versus the girlfriend. I really think I believe that something more was going on and it was still happening, or he wouldn't be still sending that girl the flowers.
It doesn't all add up.
Thanks, Carolyn. What was the note? I know it was a long time ago.
I don't remember.
And I love you, I don't think, on the note to Hillary.
No.
But it was like, hey, can't wait to see you again or something like that. Yeah.
This is Krista and Shelby. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, I was just...
And I love you.
You got to turn that radio off, Shelby. I'm sorry, Krista.
Hey. I was just wanting to say, I've been in a past relationship before. Just got out of one not too long ago. But the same thing kind of happened there, but it just happened more than once, you know. And I think since he was making excuses and kind of bring her down, that really he was, you know, dragging her down with him, and he's guilty, to be honest with you, from my experience, you know. And what I think, too, is, you know, a snake can shed its skin, but it's still going to be a snake.
So. That's a good point, Krista. Not many people siding with you right now, Sally, but, again, it's your thing.
Let's talk with Courtney and Hickory. You're on the MRL Morning Show. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, me and my boyfriend have been together 3.5 years, and in the beginning it was rough, and we actually ended up cheating on each other in the beginning, and now we took about 8-9 months apart, now we're back together, and it's always in the back of your mind. Like, you can forgive somebody, but you're never going to forget it, and that's something that you genuinely have to, like, really want, because you have to work at it, and it's not easy to forgive someone, but... You know, I kind of did the same thing, so we're both right there. But, I mean, if you really love each other, you know, that's it. Not many people are going to approve of it, and I know what that feels like, too. But it's, like I said, you'll forgive, maybe, but you're definitely not going to forget it.
And maybe that's okay, Courtney, to not forget it, but to forgive is okay. And maybe this is the blip on their radar. Maybe in 20 years from now, they're looking back at this going, geez, you know, maybe he should be thanking the MRL show, no. Kyle, saying, geez, thanks for getting me on the right path. I screwed up and now we're happy with kids or whatever. That's possible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but like I said, you have to see a therapist. Like, you have to work through it. And Courtney's situation was a little different. They had just started dating when they had both cheated on each other. They weren't together for years.
This is a long relationship. Yeah.
Not many people on hold are siding with Sally. And someone sent a tweet, Tiffany sent a tweet at the MRL show and said, you go, girl. You do you if you think it's right. So that's what we're doing.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Chrissy Teigen, she's known from Twitter more than anything, but she's deleted the Snapchat app. She says, after the update and so many complaints from people not being able to find me, I'm over it. Then the Rihanna thing was just the icing on the cake. Deleted. I'm done with it.
Yeah, okay, the Rihanna thing was messed up. I'm not going to lie. That was messed up. But I really think that the people that don't know how to use it, and listen, I know you two are in the category. Y'all just old. You know,
It's not old, dude.
It is. It's not old
because I know how to work a lot of things.
Okay. Well,
a lot of mechanical, a lot of technology. Snapchat's not user friendly. That's my issue.
It works. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. You think the update is even good? Like, I could get on Snapchat probably before the update, but now after the update, I'm like, I'm over it,
honestly.
I have
30 followers on Snapchat.
And right? Instagram
Why am I going to use it?
But Instagram does the same thing that Snap does now. The only thing I like Snap better for is the filters.
You only have 30 followers on it because we never plug it. We never utilize it as an active form of social media. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the people that don't know how to use it, you just... You're not even really giving it a chance.
I gave it an honest effort.
I honestly, think about the time you used Facebook or Instagram for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. There's people that, like, don't use that, right?
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like you have stock in it or something.
I know.
It sounds like you have an axe to grind.
No, I don't have stock in it. I'm just saying that I think that the people that just push it along and move it on, they're just... That's the world
we
live in.
I'm taking video of Roy talking about Snapchat.
You can put it on Snapchat.
You should that video in Snapchat.
Yeah. I am taking it in Snapchat. Okay. I'm snapping right now.
I'm just saying that...
At Radio Maney.
get the plug, get the followers. I'm just saying that we live in a world where if it's not easy and people don't want to take time, people don't want to take time to learn things anymore. It needs to be easy or done.
I agree with that.
But Instagram and Facebook was the exact same way.
I don't know. I feel like maybe.
If you pull up to the core of Facebook and Instagram, there's not been much that's different except minor tweaks along the way, and they've kind of transitioned to what it is today.
But the learning curve was shorter, I guess. I don't know.
You had nothing else to compare it to.
If you want to be part of my social media that I don't use, at Radio Maney on Snapchat. if you don't want to talk to me, join that.
All right. So Kevin Federline, he is trying to fight Britney Spears right now for an increase in child support. But ironically enough, he just threw himself a monster bash for his 40th birthday in Vegas at Crazy Horse 3. And the theme was, of course, cash. Mm. So the Spears family obviously not happy with him right now. Paris Hilton, speaking of nightclubs, lost her $2 million engagement ring at a nightclub in Miami. After she was dancing so hard, she flung her hand and the ring flew off her finger.
Wow.
Of course, the nightclub was pretty much shut down at that point and on lockdown. While security helped her find the ring, it was, of course, found in an ice bucket 2 tables down from where she was dancing.
It would have been awesome if I saw her make that shot. I'd have been like, yeah, got one.
You can do that again if you try. Yeah.
If my ring was that expensive, it would be taped onto my finger.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I would nail it to my finger.
You know, I wonder if these stars that have these, like, big, enormous engagement rings actually wear the real one, or if they have a replica and they just wear the CZ version.
It's interesting. I've never thought of that before.
I mean, that's what I would...
Okay.
Try to do.
What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to have? What does Loren like?
Okay. So I actually had one of our listener family friends send me this. This is, I think, really cool. It is glitter for your tires. So if you like bling, it is a tire wash that, of course, is just glitter. And it's, you can get them any color that
you
want.
For your car.
Yep. Tire glitter for your car.